Hey, folks.
This is Jesse Cope, back with another episode of the American Soul Podcast. Hope y'all are doing well, wherever y'all are, and whatever part of the day you're in. Very grateful that y'all decided to join me. Give me a little piece of your day. Hopefully I'll get something out of it. Gives you something to talk about with friends or family, parents, children, somebody. Hopefully it helps our country just a little bit. Draws us back just a little bit to God and Jesus Christ. Homestead, got a little work on the duck coop. Not a lot, but a little done. So that's good. I have a feeling that this is going to end up taking quite a bit longer than I hoped. I think that's about it. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for you, Father, and your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the people that listen to the podcast and share it, be with them and their families. Guide us, Lord, bless us. Surround us with your angels. Protect us from evil of any kind. Calm our fears and our anxieties. Help us to trust in you, to know that we can trust in you, even when things look bleak, whether it's our country or our marriage, our finances, our relationship with our children or parents. Help us to cast all of our cares, our worries, and our burdens, Father, under your shoulders. You know we can't handle it. Guide our nation back to you. Be with those who lead us. Help them to rule in fear of you, Father. And guide my word to him, please. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. I'm going to read these. Well, yeah, I am. I'm going to read these again real quick. Well, but first, have you read your Bible? Have you made time to pray? Even if just for a few minutes, folks. Have you made time to love your spouse in whatever way makes them feel loved? I saw something the other day. You know, we all know this intrinsically. You think about it with some of your friends that you've had throughout the years. If you've got somebody that you consider a friend, or they call you a friend, if you don't ever spend any time with that person, that friendship might be there. I know some of y'all have friends that you don't get to see that often that are still really good friends. Maybe you get to talk to them on the phone pretty regularly, but a lot of that, I think if we're honest, is based on memories of past times. If there's not a constant, like a savings account, right? If there's not a constant input of time and attention into that friendship, it's eventually going to fade away. We're going to forget about it. It's certainly not going to grow any stronger. And in the case of marriage, where this analogy breaks down, and our faith, our relationship with God, is when we're not adding to it, that means we're subtracting from it just by default. It's like a reverse interest. You know what? You can think about it like this. There's some checking accounts out there for different banks, and they have a monthly surcharge just for having that checking account, right? So if you have a checking account with bank such and such, they're going to charge you 10 bucks a month just for holding your money, right? And so if you don't put any money in there, eventually what's going to happen? The money's all going to be gone because you're every month you're paying this $10 fee. And so eventually it's going to use up all the funds. That's more realistic, a better analogy. The other thing, I was talking to a young man recently, and they're really busy right now. I'm just almost overwhelmed. And we got to talking about the importance of the Bible and God in our lives versus all these other things we do. And I asked the question, said, you know, if somebody told you that if you just read this book for an hour a day, they'd give you $10,000 a day, is there anything that you would do other than that book? Is there anything that would be more important? And the kid thought about it for a minute, and they said, well, family, maybe, which is a great answer, because that's, again, where the analogy kind of breaks down a little bit. And yet we have God, who's supposed to be the most important thing in our lives, who's supposed to, I mean, that's our eternal soul at play. Far more important than $10,000 a day, a million, any amount of money. Put a trillion in there. Somebody offered you $1 trillion a day. Can't even get your head wrapped around that, right? I can't. Your soul would still be more important. And yet we put God last so often. And then you think about marriage. Marriage is supposedly, you married the person that is the most important person, human being in this world to you ever. That's the point of marriage. If you didn't, folks, that's a long road to travel, and it's a hard road. And if you're not married yet, when you start looking for marriage, if that person isn't the most important person in the world to you, don't get married. If you don't, you know, we have this saying today, and it's especially prevalent among women, but men act on it too. And it's like, I don't need anybody. Then don't get married. Because if you do get married and you don't need that person, you're just being selfish, self-centered for some reason. I won't even pretend to try and guess. But if you marry another human being and that is not the most important person in your life, period, no caveats, no exceptions, then don't get married. And yet, so all this comes back to the time we spend. Our faith isn't based, there's not a checklist, you know, I spent my 15 minutes today, I'm good. And our marriage isn't either. But the amount of time and energy and effort, especially relative to other things like phones, TVs, workouts, sports, kids, parents, etc., that we spend, that shows what's really important. If we claim that God and our spouse is important, but we sit and watch TV for 3 hours a day, we're lying. So, I'm going to read through these again just because I think they're so important. I'm not going to make any comments today, but remember the background. We just read this. In 1852 and 53, there were some people that decided that they wanted to completely secularize America. Public square, government, policies, laws, institutions. And the House and the Senate responded in the following manner. House Judiciary Committee. Had the people, during the Revolution, had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, not any one sect denomination. In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity that, in its general principles, is the great conservative element on which we must rely for the purity and permanence of free institutions. Same episode, the Senate Judiciary Committee. We are Christians, not because the law demands it, not to gain exclusive benefits or to avoid legal disabilities, but from choice and education. And in a land thus universally Christian, what is to be expected, what desired, but that we shall pay a due regard to Christianity? And then again, the House of Representatives in 1856. The great vital and conservative element in our system is the belief of our people in the pure doctrines and divine truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Folks, when people tell you that we were not born a Christian republic, they're either grossly ignorant or grossly malevolent. There does not appear to be a third option. This little section, I pulled these quotes, and I'm sure you can find them a number of other places. I pulled them from the Founders Bible. Again, Founders Bible, Patriots Bible, and America's God and Country Encyclopedia of Quotations. Highly recommend that you get a copy for your own household if you don't have them. They ought to be primary textbooks in every single public school classroom across the nation. In this little particular section, they have some posters that were printed in the 20th century in reference to Christianity by Congress, artwork that was commissioned. It's pretty interesting. If you get a chance, if you have that Founders Bible, it's on page 2099. Really pretty fascinating. Again, Congress commissioning this artwork that is blatantly Christian. So perhaps one of the best ways, not best, but it's just there's so many good ways, folks. I said best, I really didn't mean it. There's a number of ways. Those quotes right now from the Senate and the House are phenomenal. But we've had a lot of quotes from Supreme Court justices. And so we're going to read through a few today. John Jay, first Supreme Court Chief Justice. It's a great quote. We use this quote often. Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers, and it is the duty as well as the privilege and interest of our Christian nation to select and prefer Christians for their rulers. And of course, he meant Christian men, because the idea of electing women at this point wasn't a concern, as it is today, and we can see the results, pretty disastrous. It's almost like God designed us for specific roles and responsibilities. And the exceptions, folks, the very, very rare exceptions prove the rule. The interesting thing about this quote that I don't talk about very often is he says privilege and interest. It's in our interest to select Christians as rulers, Christian men as rulers, because that's what's going to take care of the country best. Not because that means that all of our problems are going to go away. Not because that means that we'll never get tied up in another war or we'll never have any more financial problems. But we will have the least heartache under men who actually follow, rule in fear of God, follow the principles of Jesus Christ. Truly, not people that just say that they do. And they're not perfect. These aren't perfect people. You're not going to find any. They're going to make mistakes in their personal lives and professional, even as politicians. I know that's shocking to think that politicians make mistakes, but it's going to be the least heartbreaking for us as a nation. Justice Joseph Story, talk about his commentaries on the Constitution quite a bit. He was on the court from 1812 to 1845. He is considered one of our greatest legal minds. There has never been a period in which the common law did not recognize Christianity as lying at its foundations. There would seem to be a peculiar propriety in viewing the Christian religion as the great basis on which it must rest for its support permanence. And so we're looking at our Constitution. And again, even in the 20th century, Truman, as president, made this comment talking about the Bill of Rights and Constitution, our laws, right? The basis of them is Christianity. If we don't have a people that follow the principles of Christ, then we lose our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our free institutions. And we are. We see that today. It's very clear. If you're willing to have an honest conversation at all, it's extremely clear and evident that the farther we've gotten away from God as a people, the less liberty we've had, the more our rights have been infringed upon. Justice John McLean, who's on the court from 1830 to 1861, for many years, my hope for the perpetuity of our institutions has rested upon Bible morality and the general dissemination of Christian principles. Our mission of freedom is not carried out by brute force, by canon law, or any other law except the moral law and those Christian principles which are found in the scriptures. You don't have to be Christian in order to be American. But if we don't follow those principles as a people, if we don't follow the teachings of Christ, our mission of freedom can't be carried out. You can't force people to faith, folks. You have to have the ability to choose. It really is like Churchill's quote about the British in the 30s. Said, you know, if the people want to be ruled by fools, they ought to be. That's their choice. But that doesn't make folly wisdom. And that's what we've chosen, folks. That's what we are choosing. Yeah, there's some really devious people out there that have been at work for a long time that have undermined the education of our children, which is so important, because if you can break that chain, which they have pretty much, if you can break the connection between past and present, particularly if you can sever the ties between family and children and between God and children, then you can make history whatever you want. You can pretend anything's true. And that's what communism and socialism have done so well. There's a troupe of actors and actresses, and I can't remember the name. I might be able to look it up. It's often in the paper when I happen to have a copy. Here, yeah, Shen Yun. And it's a troupe that performs all over the place, all over the world, I think. I think they're based out of New York, and they talk particularly about China before communism. And the Chinese don't like it, and they're attacking them pretty hard. But the point is, that's what the communists have been able to do, is they've broken that link to the history of the nation prior to communism, prior to Mao. And then they demand that the students be taught that false revisionist history. And they persecute, in the case of China, torture, kill, exile, imprison anyone that steps out of line with that narrative, and they censor those people, right? And that's exactly what you see today in America. You see that anybody that tries in education or culture to acknowledge these ties, like Justice John McLean is here, back to that the foundation, right, of our institutions, our freedom is based on the teachings of Christ. And that those principles found in the Bible have to be the basis of our country in order for it to function. Well, if you can get kids not to be taught that, how many kids do you think across the country know these last three quotes that we've read today? Single digit percentage for sure. Probably fractional. Why? This seems pretty important quotes to know from past Supreme Court justices. Why don't we teach that? Why isn't that a major component? God bless y'all. God bless your families. God bless your marriages. God bless America. We'll talk to y'all again real soon, folks. Looking forward to it.